This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and I'm at Herbert Hoover Middle School here in San Francisco, and I am in something that hasn't existed in many, many schools. It's a sort of a techie studio where kids are going to learn leadership skills and how to help other kids use technology. Their wires, their computers, their cameras. It's something that when my kids went to Hoover, they couldn't even dream that this existed. Joining me are Melissa Dodd, who's the Chief Technology Officer of the San Francisco Unified School District, and Thad Austin, who is a technology learning coach. Fantastic. So, Melissa, Chief Technology Officer, what's the plan?
So in SFUSD, our mission is to ensure that each and every student can thrive in the 21st century. We do that through high-quality instruction and equitable support. And we can't do either of those without technology. So within our vision for the district, we call it Vision 2025, we have a graduate profile, and that includes the skills and competencies and behaviors we want each and every kid to graduate from SFUSD with. So that includes leadership, empathy and collaboration, real-life learning, developing a digital identity, and so technology is foundational to that. So within the district, we have a digital district plan that's really the pathway to help us get to that destination of Vision 2025. So what's happening here at Hoover is a great example of that. The district has a partnership with Digital Promise and Verizon. It's called the Verizon Innovative Learning Schools Program. We have three middle schools where every middle school student has an iPad to support their learning. They take the iPad home, so it comes with a data plan for them because we know that some families don't have access to the internet at home. And students are using that technology within across all of their content areas. And they have real-world learning opportunities like the Digital Media Center here, like the STEAM Lab here and the Makerspace, to really understand and how they can access content, create, and really demonstrate what they learn leveraging technology. So that's what we want to see. Those are the experiences that we want for each and every one of our students.
So you have it at three schools. You have it at?
We have it at Denman Middle School, Roosevelt Middle School, and here at Hoover Middle School. We also have a number of other one-to-one programs in our middle grades, and we focused on middle school. It's actually part of the city's STEM leadership initiative that started under Mayor Lee and through our partnership with Salesforce as well. So this is sort of the next generation of that, as we're looking to bring, to really have real-life, rich, deep learning that's enabled by technology for our students.
So one of the things, Thad, that she mentioned is you talk about technology, but you're also building skills, leadership skills, empathy, relationships. Sometimes people think of technology as, oh, you're just, you know, sitting in front of a computer and you don't have any personal interaction, but that's far from what's happening.
Right. Well, one of the fears about technology coming into our schools is that it's somehow going to replace or substitute for the teacher, and that's never going to be the case. Nothing can replace the relationship building and the leadership skills building that you get with people interacting with each other. Yes, teachers are moving more from top-down instruction, standing at one end of the room, teaching rote memory skills to facilitation. But with that comes more opportunity, I believe, to build relationships with your students and to afford them the opportunity to build relationships with each other like they've never had before. And I think, and one of the reasons when I was offered this role a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, was exciting to me was being able to use the technology we were getting to leverage that technology towards that goal of having students get those opportunities to build relationships with each other, to communicate better with each other. And one of the fears I've heard and had is that the technology is going to divide students, isolate them from each other and their teachers. I don't see that happening. If it's not used properly, that can happen. But if we step up to the challenge, I think, as teachers, as instructors, As facilitators, we can really help students build a new understanding of the use of technology in a positive way.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me are Melissa Dodd, who is the Chief Technology Officer for the San Francisco Unified School District, and Thad Austin, who is a technology specialist. I've had the opportunity to walk around the school, look at some of the things that the kids do, and one of the things that struck me is that you're going to be doing something mammoth. You're going to be handing out 1,000 iPads to all kinds of kids with experience, with not experience. They have to hook it up. Just imagine if someone gives you a new piece of technology and you don't have a clue as to how to hook it up to the Wi-Fi, any of this. So that's where these kids come in, isn't it?
Absolutely. Who better to take on that leadership role of ushering in a new generation of technologically savvy learners than the students themselves? I went to public school in the 70s, 80s. It was nothing like this. I mean, the closest I got to this was a typing class. So I wasn't given all these opportunities. They didn't really exist. There was, I believe in my high school, at the end of high school, there was a computer class. I didn't understand what was going on in there. It wasn't available to everybody. I was curious about it. So I'm learning just as much as anybody else is here. I didn't study technology in college. My actual degree is in filmmaking. I'm a cinema major. And, of course, went on to teacher credential school and studied mathematics. So I came into this as a math teacher. And then, as Melissa was saying earlier, we partnered with Salesforce early on and started receiving more digital devices in the classroom. And I got a chance to enter into that and learn from that and then learn from my students and learn all kinds of new things about my own teaching practice as they started using technology in class.
And so they're using technology and a lot of the programs that you use are Google, but others, that actually helps them communicate well with each other. So, for example, kids may not have used anything that they can share creating things with.
There are a lot of technologies, apps that we use with the iPad specifically that allow them.
I'll edit that.
So what was I saying? A lot of the apps on the iPad specifically allow them to communicate with each other and collaborate with each other in ways they never were able to do. I believe at the other two schools, we use Google Apps for Education pretty much now pervasively throughout our school. And I'm hearing the same thing at the other two schools. When we started with the VILS program, the Verizon Innovative Learning Schools project, there was maybe a handful of students that used anything Google, let alone Google Classroom. I had been using it with our prior grant with Salesforce and learning about it. And one of my early goals was to introduce that to all the teachers and get them to try it out at least. Now every single class in our school uses Google Classroom almost every day. It's a nexus for the resources and materials and instruction. And I think, in my experience and a lot of teachers' experience, it's really very freeing. Instead of having to be standing at one end of the room, passing out multiple copies on paper or putting things on the board, it's at their hands 24/7, literally. In fact, they can get a lot of the front loading of instructional materials at home before they even get to class, come to class, and begin practicing those newly learned things. That's something that's often referred to as a flipped classroom. We're seeing a lot more of that happening. It also affords a teaching practice known as blended learning. Blended learning environments allow multiple resources to be used in a variety an infinite variety of ways, as opposed to a teacher just giving oral instruction or written instruction. So we're seeing a lot more of that. Have I gotten off topic? I think
It's on topic. So Melissa, at the end of the day, what is it that you want kids to have out of these kinds of programs?
We really want to build kids' skills and help prepare them for their next step for high school and beyond. And those skills are really what are often referred to as 21st century skills, but it's about communication, it's about collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, and digital citizenship. Because when all of those skills are enabled by technology, we want to ensure that kids are that they're safe online, that they're responsible online, and really understand the how technology can be leveraged as a learning tool. So it's those skills, it's those competencies, those rich learning experiences, that's what we want for our kids, and how can technology enable and help facilitate that.
So I'd really like to thank Thad and Melissa for joining me talking about what today's classrooms really look like and how technology isn't replacing teaching, it's making teaching more rich. This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW.